Well, the new Galaxy Note 7 keeps Samsung going strong. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. So Samsung hosted a big media event in New York City, and it introduced an all-new Galaxy Note 7 with an upgraded S Pen and a Gear VR headset. Now, this will be available later in the month, but luckily, our own tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler, got to play around with the highly anticipated new smartphone and joins us on the line right now to tell us all about it. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
You know, the big buzz about this seems to be the stylus, but what's fascinating me is the iris scanner. So why don't we start there? Now, this is something really innovative that I haven't really seen in this realm yet. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah. So basically, on the Note 7, if you hold it up to your eyes, it's got an extra camera on the front of it that's an infrared scanner that will look at and read the iris in real time that's in your eyes. And if it recognizes it, it'll unlock the phone for you, just like it might do with passcode or with your fingerprint. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, there has been some talk, of course, that fingerprints can be spoofed, and those fingerprint readers can be spoofed, definitely. So irises are harder to spoof. You need a real live human being to open it. And then there's also the argument that maybe in some situations it's actually more convenient to use your eyes to open something. Let's say your hands are wet or otherwise engaged. I could imagine using it maybe on a Stairmaster.
Right. No, that's fascinating. And did it work well? Any sort of kinks to it, or did it really just do its job very well?
Yeah, so I only got to spend a little bit of time with the phone in kind of a first look kind of setting right before they released it. I will say it did not work perfectly for me in that episode. It was also pre-release software, so it was hard to judge how it will perform when it's finally out. It did have some challenges in the room that I was in with my glasses, maybe there's something about the setup of you have to train it without your glasses on, and then you can do it with your glasses on. So it seems like there were some wrinkles they had to work out there, as there were, frankly, with the earliest fingerprint readers as well.
Right.
But it's an interesting concept, and we definitely see Samsung here using things like the iris reader to kind of push the envelope on this idea that a phone or a phablet can be a do-it-all device, can really be a replacement, frankly, for a laptop for a busy professional. And you got to credit Samsung for at least trying. It feels like so much of the rest of the smartphone industry now is just kind of stalled out a little bit on new ideas.
Yeah, no, for sure. But obviously, you know, the other big buzzword about this was the stylus. How did you when you got to play around with it, did you find it was a good upgrade in terms of just what it does and what it can do?
Yeah, the stylus is one of these pieces of technology that divides the world. Steve Jobs famously said, why would you need a stylus? We've got the world's best stylus called our finger. But the Note has long had a stylus built into it. And there is a diehard a community of folks who find it super, super useful, either just because they like that it's to know that they have it there as an option, or because they use it, frankly, in place of their finger, or to do things you can't do with a finger. And it definitely can do a few of those things. You can draw with it, obviously, but it's also pressure sensitive. And so they've got some nice capabilities, like, you know, sort of acts like a brush and can blend things, different colors depending on how hard you press it, or for more kind of sort of, you know, road warrior, busy professional things, you can use it and press a button on the side of the stylus and instantly zoom in on anything you're looking at on the screen. That's something I've definitely felt like I wish I could do on my phone as my eyes get older and older. And then another cool thing that it can do is you can highlight text and it will instantly translate it. So it does bring to the phone experience some capabilities that would otherwise either be impossible or sort of take, you know, a whole bunch of clicking and tapping to do on your own.
Gotcha. This is also a little bit new. I mean, the water-resistant angle here, is it truly water-resistant? Were you able to test it out?
So this has been a big thing for Samsung this year. They actually first brought water resistance to their phones a couple of years ago and then dropped it.
Yeah.
But they brought it back this year with the S7. Which is their flagship phone, and it's worked pretty well on it. They claim it's basically the same on this device. I did get to douse it with a couple of bottles of water that I had, and it seemed to do okay in those situations, though obviously it's hard to use a touchscreen when it is wet.
Sure.
but the stylus still worked when it was wet, so there you go. At least that part still worked.
The camera seems to be where Samsung has, you know, other smartphones beat. Is it still keeping with that trend?
Yeah, so this camera, they say, is the exact same one that's in the S7. And according to my exhaustive shootouts, this is something as a tech reviewer and columnist that I spend a lot of time doing, that is the best smartphone camera you can buy right now, particularly because of how well it performs in low-light situations. When you take it out there, you know, at a sunset or, you know, on a cityscape at night, the iPhone 6S camera still has, still pretty good, but it has some difficulties focusing at night. Mm-hmm. And kind of giving you a nice sharp image, whereas that Samsung camera does it quickly and gives you just kind of a great image. And I've got some good samples of that in my reviews on the Wall Street Journal website.
You know, before we wrap, obviously another big grab here is the Gear VR headset. Now, were you able to try it on? And if so, what did it feel like and what was the field of view like?
Yeah, so the Gear VR is something they came out with last year. Basically, the idea is you can get virtual reality on the cheap for about $100 if you just plug one of these Samsung phones into this headset. It's actually turned out to be the sleeper hit of virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Oculus and HTC Vive get all the buzz, but actually these Gear VR headsets provide, I would say, three-quarters as good of an experience for far, far less money and trouble.
Wow.
So with this new phone, because the new Note 7 has a different kind of plug on the bottom, it's called USB-C. USB-C, yes. They came with a different – they needed a different kind of plug that would go into it. So they had to make a new version of the Gear VR headset that can work either with USB-C or the older style USB. They also made a couple of other refinements in terms of how it feels on your when you wear it and the buttons on the side. Those are subtle refinements, but again, it shows that they've got something that's working pretty well. I'm actually particularly excited to try the Gear VR during the Olympics that's coming up because for the first time, some of that will be broadcast in VR over the phone.
This really does seem to be like a winning ticket here. It's very innovative, and it does have some features that are breaking the mold. Like you said, things were stalling for a long time. Do you think this is quite possibly the best phone on the market, keeping in that whole Samsung 7? You know, a lot of people feel like that really was just the tops. Do you think this will continue in that trend?
Well, we've got a couple of weeks to go before we see what Apple has in store
for
this year.
That's true, too. Yeah.
So that's a good question. But no doubt right now, and I've said this before, if you want to buy the best smartphone you can buy right now, it's probably the Samsung Galaxy S7. Mm-hmm. This Note 7 is a very, very similar phone, just a little bit bigger and with a stylus and with that infrared reader. It's also, though, a very, very expensive phone. After the announcement yesterday and after I initially got to play with it, they announced the price here in the U.S., and it is $870.
Whoa.
to buy it outright at Verizon. So I hope you've been saving up all your allowance money if you're planning to get one of these.
No, it is very – I'm a tried-and-true iPhone user, but I have to say I'm very intrigued. Jeffrey Fowler, thanks as always for the time.
You bet.
For more and to take a look yourself, you can check out Jeffrey's video at WSJD.com. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.